Senate will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by the Senator from Buchanan, Senator Johnson. He's a guest of all of us. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the singing of America the Beautiful by Victoria Daniels. She's a guest of the Senator from Polk, Senator Bisignano. Following the song, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance led by Seth Fiala from Van Meter.
I invite you to pray with me. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for all who are gathered here today. You tell us that where two or three are gathered in your name, you too will be there. We welcome you, and we are thrilled to have you in our lives. Grant us your spirit so lives and actions will serve you and your message. Let us be calm, and let our worldly existence be alive in your teachings. In your loving name, we pray, amen.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountain majesties, above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, and indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Corrections to the journal? Hearing none, the journal is approved as printed. Are there any senators to be excused? Are there senators seeking the floor for announcements, introductions, or points of personal privilege? For what purpose does the senator from Blackhawk, Senator Danielson, seek the floor?
An announcement, Mr. President.
Your order, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues of the Senate, all roads lead to the Cedar Valley. You've heard me say that before. The good thing is, Senator Mathis, today you don't have to actually go to the Cedar Valley. The Cedar Valley is going to come to you. We have a reception this evening at 5 p.m. at the Embassy Suites, 5 until 7. Hopefully you will come, learn about the good things that our community is doing. Later this morning, if you serve on the Economic Development Budget Sub, you will hear about the University of Northern Iowa's statewide impact on businesses and growth. So we are not just a university that creates the best teachers in the world and educates most of Iowa's students, but we also want your communities to grow, and I think you will be pleasantly surprised to learn that those services, which are cost-free, help your communities assess their own neighborhood and markets and allow their businesses to grow, so we want a statewide impact. I won't belabor that point because you'll have a chance to learn that, and Senator Dotson won't let you forget it. But I also want to share a story about the Cedar Valley that I think you'll appreciate, and then also ask for maybe an idea that we can do more and support our communities. So we believe in the Cedar Valley that we need a strong public sector, a strong nonprofit sector, and a strong private sector in order for our community to grow and prosper. And so in Senator Dotson's district, there is a nursing home care facility called Friendship Village. There is a small group of us who have led over the last couple of years, led by businesses, the human resource directors in some of our local businesses, and we discovered that we have a shortage of quality child care slots in Blackhawk County alone, over 3,000 shortages. which has led to turnover, obviously, higher costs for those businesses. And we know, as Senator Dotson will remind you, that Iowa isn't a war for talent. And without that talent, our communities will not grow. So we put together a task force. I was honored to be asked to be a part of that. And since then, we have had a half a dozen projects that have added child care slots to our community. Certainly not 3,000, but we're on our way to filling that gap. And in Senator Dotson's district, Friendship Village, which is a nursing home, their board took a risk. They're going to build a 105 capacity daycare in the nursing home. They believe it will help them with their nursing shortage. Their own employees now have a place to bring their children. And we believe it will enhance the community because the residents of that nursing home will be able to share the things they've learned over the years on how to care for our kids, which I think is the most important work Iowa does, raising kids right with a positive future ahead of them. So hopefully you'll get a chance to learn about that tonight, but also it's been a regular occurrence for the general manager of KWWL, Jim McCurran, to come to this yearly event, and I know many of you spent money on his TV station during the campaigns. It would be nice for you to come talk to him about the things that you're working on, and I think he would appreciate that. KWWL used historic tax credits and completely renovated their building to its original form. And it used to be a car dealership. And when those worked there, there were no windows, or very few windows. Today, there is a lower-level public atrium with the original windows restored that is now publicly available for folks to have events there. Hopefully, Jim's here tonight. If not, maybe his manager, John Huff, will be here. But I think you should know that people in our community believe those investments matter. And let me plant a seed. The child care shortage is not unique to our community. It's actually something that's affecting communities all over Iowa. I think we would do well to raise the individual tax credit for child care. And I also think we should think about a business tax credit for those businesses who invest in a portion of slots in these new projects as they look to find places for their employees to take their kids. So they're not going to do it all, right? And they don't expect government to do it all for them. But we could actually provide some gap financing there that I think could really make a difference around the state. And our community is showing that that's possible. So with that, Mr. President, all roads lead to the Cedar Valley, and I hope you have a chance to come meet those leaders in our community tonight. Thank you.
For what purpose does the Senator from Lynn, Senator Mathis, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. Am I in order for an announcement?
You're in order, Senator.
We're back at you, Senator Danielson. And our family is certainly prosperous because of the Cedar Valley. So when my husband started a business in Cedar Falls with three people, and now it's up to 60, and because of the innovation that Cedar Falls, the city of Cedar Falls, took along for purchases of property and growth, we were able to build a headquarters there and now employ 60 people. So all roads do lead to the Cedar Valley. I also want to make mention of Senator Danielson's tie. It is purple, and I see a lot of purple all over the place today, which is really, really good. Now, if you're not wearing purple, it doesn't mean you're excluded from anything. We want you to be included in something today because this afternoon we're going to be welcoming the Alzheimer's Association to the Capitol, and there are 64,000 Iowans living with Alzheimer's today, and it's our state's sixth leading cause of death. Now, many of you may have parents or grandparents who had Alzheimer's, and we want to know how we are progressing on taking care of them in the state. They're the world's leading voluntary health organization in Alzheimer's care and support and research, and they provide vital services and education and support for people living with Alzheimer's. This afternoon's reception will be dedicated to increasing awareness of Alzheimer's disease and education, and staff and advocates will host different stations of information highlighting four ways to reduce our risk of developing dementia and providing hands-on activities, brain-healthy treats, and tips and tricks to make accommodations. So I would encourage everyone to take a few minutes to stop by the displays this afternoon and learn more about this devastating disease. Thank you, Mr. President.
For what purpose does the Senator from Boone, Senator Bain, seek the floor?
Would I be in order for a short point?
You're in order, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. You've heard the phrase, knowledge is power. I also think that timing is power. I thought it was interesting last night on the news, there's a senator that is urging the legalization of recreational use of marijuana. I just received a study in the mail, an article in the mail actually talking about that very thing. The National Academy of Medicine found in 2017 that, quote, cannabis use is likely to increase the risk of developing schizophrenia and other psychoses. The higher the use, the greater the risk. I would not have any of us make heavy decisions like this lightly. I'm going to make a copy of this available for everybody to see, and I urge you to read this very, very carefully. Thank you, Mr. President.
Seeing no other senators wishing to seek the floor, the chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate adjourn until Wednesday, February 6th at 9 a.m.
You've heard the motion of the senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer. All those in favor say yay. Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. The Senate is adjourned until Wednesday, February 6th at 9 a.m.